the morning after the Cowboys lose to the Atlanta Falcons 27-21. They're now 3-5, and joining us on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Well, not as good as I could be.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I'm, you know, as you get older, you start reassessing your life, and I decided a couple years ago on my birthday that I'd use the remaining years of my life to try to make the world a happier place, even if I had to do it one person at a time. And apparently lately I'm focusing on making Stephen A. Smith's life happier, so I'm really working hard. Working hard.
Well, we understand that things got so dire after that game yesterday that you decided you needed to give the team an emotional pep talk.
I did. I did. I gave him an emotional speech. Emotional speech to the coaches and the whole team right after the game, and I assured them that I still believed in them to turn this thing around and start winning. And then I told them that if they didn't, I was going to go after their families and friends with weapons. So,
oh my gosh.
It was a motivational type of a speech, and we're going to see if that works. But now, when I say it was an emotional speech, I mean that I cried and I cried and I cried during that speech. I mean, it was, I got all down in my fifis, George. And it kind of took me by surprise because it was extemporaneousness.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what the word is, but it all just came out. And it all came out, the humiliation, the grief, the embarrassment. And that was just when I was talking about the part about when I had ED. And then I started talking about sports.
Oh, my gosh.
Why did you bring that up with
I'm
the
I'm not
players?
Sure. Like I said, it just all came out. I told them everything. I told them about Gate Agent and how I really loved and respected her. As much as you can love and respect someone in an airport bathroom during a 15-minute layover.
Oh, gosh, Jerry.
Jerry.
I also got very, very emotional when talking about the playmaker, Michael Irvin,
mm-hmm.
his desire to win, and how he overcame so many obstacles to win those three Super Bowls. And that's when I noticed all the players' eyes were glassy and realized none of them even heard who Michael Irvin was. So I told them about Troy Aikman, how he went 1-15 during his first year and then went on to win three Super Bowls. And then one of them raised their hand and asked if I was kidding about a media member Troy Aikman playing in the NFL. So I realized that my references to these younger guys are just not doing the trick.
Yeah.
They don't care about what happened in the mid-90s. They want to know about now.
No, that's true. And it seems like you have a lot of fires to put out on this team. I mean, what's the deal with Zeke right now not making the trip?
Well, disciplinary reasons.
Hmm.
Disciplinary reasons.
Okay.
And I don't want to get into what those disciplinary reasons were for. I know that everyone thinks that it was for habitual tardiness and missing several meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But truth be told, he was punished for honking Mike McCarthy's breast at a team meeting.
Okay.
Now that's ridiculous.
We hadn't heard that.
He still has some bad habits.
All right. Do you have an update on your quarterback? Is Dak going to play this week?
I'm not finished talking about Zeke yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, actually, I want to talk about Pam Oliver. Did you see that nice? Let's talk about something nice. I gave Pam Oliver
that was nice.
A jersey for the game yesterday.
Yeah.
And the jersey had a number 30 on it. And as you guys know, it had 30 on it for a very good reason.
I guess she's been working for 30 years for Fox.
No, it represents the number of apples she could eat through a picket fence with those teeth.
Okay, Jerry.
Jeez.
She is a veteran reporter.
We're just having fun. I love Pam Oliver. I love her. That's why I gave her that jersey and everything. And that's a real jersey. So I'm expecting that at some point I'm going to have to get her to suit up and go on out there in that jersey and try to do something better than what my players are doing. But
yeah, try her running back.
But anyway, yes, Greg, you were asking about something.
Yeah, is Dak going to play this week?
No, he will not.
Okay,
he will not, and I'm very concerned about his leg injury. Because, as you guys know, these leg injuries like he has, they can linger like a fart in a sauna. George,
yes.
You know all about that.
I don't. I don't know anything about that.
But, yeah, very disappointed to see the most expensive player in the NFL not only have another average day, but then go down with that moons over my hammy injury or whatever he's got going on.
Hamstring,
so, yeah, we're gonna. He's gonna get an FBI today in that machine, whatever it's called.
MRI.
That's it, right? And we're gonna see where we're at with Dak. But yeah, he is injured and he will not be playing next week.
Okay, and is Mike McCarthy now officially on the hot seat?
His seat is hotter than twin sisters making out, George. Very hot. Very, very hot. I was not happy about that fake punt play yesterday.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That was the ugliest thing I'd seen since Amber Heard did that on Johnny Depp's bed, which was just gross. She did the number two there.
Very gross, yes.
And, my finger is hovering over that speed dial button for Bill Belichick. You better believe it. I know I've been threatening it.
Billy B.
But Billy B, we're gonna call up Billy B here pretty soon, because I can't take many more of these humiliations, because it is humiliating for me.
Yeah.
Very much so. So much so that I had to hold a competing press conference with Mike McCarthy while he was talking to reporters. I'm organizing my own, you know, so I'm trying to get him out of the spotlight as much as I can to ease him out the door.
That's what a good GM should do. Absolutely.
And I'm going to get on the phone right now, because I've got to start working on my list of people whose jobs I'm going to be threatening this week, because there's a lot of them.
Okay.
A lot of them. I'm taking my GMing seriously. I want the Cowboy fans to know I'm on that wall for them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Take care, Jerry.
I appreciate it. Thank you, George.
All right, see ya.
No funeral.
Oh, gosh. There goes Jerry.